art. Who put this together? You're autistic.
It is artistic, sir, because the thing is, the yarn actually...
What the hell is up, everybody? Partial Artist, and I'm back with the Thursday edition of the episode. Man, this is like my 10th time trying to record this one episode, because it's been one thing after another. Someone's got their dog in the background, because that's what you get living in this crack hole town. My shit wasn't recording. Dude. It's been a fucking trial to get it started, but this episode is going to be worth it, man, because I am discussing who I would say is the best writer-director in comedy for my style of humor to ever exist in life, and I discovered him about 3 weeks back, and it has been life-changing, and... I'm not much of a guest interview guy. I did an interview with Just a Mess once, and I sucked all of the dongs. I ate a bag of hot dicks, and was horrible at it. And that's all I have to. That would have been a better interview than what I provided. Great guys though. Great music. Go check them out, by the way. Also, go listen to the interview. There's some good parts, but all of a sudden I start talking about sucking off dead bodies or something. I don't remember. It went down a weird, weird lane, which would not be weird for the dude we're talking about here in this episode. But there is a handful of people that I'm like, that's who I want. I would love to talk to this person. And not even necessarily someone that people know a lot about, but there's two off the top of my head. One is Larry Entisor from Canada. I don't know if you've seen his videos on YouTube. It's a bit older, but he's just going to send it. That's him, that guy. I'm just going to send it. And he then proceeds to launch a snowmobile that I don't know how it runs. Just over jumps and over lakes and all kinds of shit. Mullet, denim clad, mustache, having Bush beer drinking. He once torqued down a spark plug with a pipe wrench. And that is three words I never thought would go in the same sentence together. And he fucking did it. And that dude's amazing. Here's a fucking... You might know his voice here.
I don't know, I just woke up from a little nap. It's a little dark, but you guys silly? I'm still going to send it.
He's still going to send it. And then proceeds to send his snowmobile, straight off a jump, not even close to landing. I don't think there's one video of him ever fucking landing at all, but I love watching him. And that's who I want to become. I want to go back to Texas someday, get some land, and then become him, but not on a snowmobile, because fuck the snow, though, you know? I want to be him. I would love to talk to that guy and just hang out with him. And the other, who is the theme of this episode, which will then carry into probably a couple weeks' worth of episodes, Ross fucking Patterson, dude. He is the perfect director. It's like if you took, when I was 18 or 19... making dumb skit, random ass movies with my friends with some shitty $40 camera and then editing them together for our entertainment. It's like if you took that and then you gave them money and let us make a full-length movie. And he did that. The shit that we thought was funny in that, he makes full-length movies out of this shit. And it's fucking phenomenal. I love movies like Mel Brooks' movies, Blazing Saddles, and Robin Hood Men in Tights, and Young Frankenstein, shit like that. That style of movie. Then you got the Naked Guns, the Airplanes. And then that's fucking stupid Don't Call Me Shirley kind of stuff. That on top of, like, CKY movies. I'd say CKY movies is just a good place to stop right there. That kind of just making your own skits, going as you go. That's that same Seth MacFarlane humor where it, you have the premise, but then it goes off to cutaways or does this or does that. It's the same. All of that, if you take all of those things that I fucking love and be horror movies and you just throw them into a movie, everything I find fucking hilarious and amazing in film, Ross Patterson put that shit to paper, to a camera, to a theater, And now it's on Amazon for the world to fucking feast on. And you should, man. I'm going to read you some of this motherfucker's credentials before we get into talking about him. And if I ever get a chance to have him on the show, I fucking would, dude. But you might know him from, and I'm going to read a lot of films because he's got some good ones on here. Some of them I haven't seen yet. You may know him from fucking making Barnes Brothers, which is, I watched one episode of that on the YouTubes. Screwball, Darnell Dawkins, mouth guitar legend, which is a spoof on Jimi Hendrix and like a weird beef he has with Jimi Hendrix. Haven't seen it yet. Pool Boy, Drowning Out the Fury, a fucking sequel to the best movie we'll never get to fucking see. St. James Street James presents Delirium Cinema. FDR, American Badass, the number one comedy movie in my fucking life right now. Love and Lakin, a 9-part miniseries. Fucking funny, dude. 50K and a Call Girl, haven't seen it. Helen Keller versus Night Wolves. You didn't know you needed it. We needed it. We needed Helen Keller fighting fucking Night Wolves, dude. That's everything we need. Range 15, Bring Out the Veteran in Ya, Baby. And the Drinking Bros Live, because I didn't even know he was a part of that, and we're going to get into it, man. Not only is he directing the best fucking comedy movies on the face of the earth, he also is a New York Times bestseller for a romance novel for dudes, At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, followed by When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It, then followed by As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. Now, I'm not a reader, so I have not read his books yet, but I fucking will. I fucking will. Now, I did not know Ross Patterson. I did not know the name. I saw Range 15 a couple years ago. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved the movie. I did not think that he did it. I listened to Drinking Bros podcast. Did not dawn on me. Same fucking guy. I've heard him talk before. No idea. So one day, a couple weeks ago, I'm watching a movie called Velocipastor. That is for a different episode. That movie's you want to talk about a third guest? Whoever the fuck directed that movie, I would love to talk to. Or wrote that shit. That movie is straight, like how I was saying, it'd be like if you gave me money and made a movie. That movie 100% was like if you were like, hey, here's 20 grand, make a fucking movie. That's what it would turn into, and it's the it's fucking phenomenal. This and some of Ross Patterson's movies that I've seen so far have made me physically almost vomit from laughing so hard because I can't contain myself. It kills me from start to fucking finish, bro. And you're not I can't even get into Velocipastor. That's a whole other episode. So I'm watching that. That movie ends. I want the good time to continue. I now see a movie in my recommendations called FDR American Badass. And I think, wow, weird, they'd give me a documentary or some, but like, what? And you go down to it, and it looks fucking funny. You click on it, and that movie starts right out the fucking gate. Just aggressive, dude. And from then on, which I will get into FDR American Badass, I assure you, it is my favorite movie right now. It just continues, and continues, and continues. And every time I get another movie, I went from FDR American Badass to then watching Helen Keller versus Night Wolves, which was equally as fucking good. It's definitely what I wanted it to be. And then I went to Pool Boy Drowning Out the Fury, which is like taking that humor style in FDR and Helen Keller and ramping that up to 10 and taking the plot down about 10. That's where that was. That movie was fucking hilarious, but that one definitely is like a niche style of humor, if that's what you're into, man. But it blows my mind. I had no idea that he existed. I knew he existed, but I didn't know that's what he did, and it fucked me up when I found out who he was. Because I'd seen Range 15, I'd listened to Drinking Bros, and as I started putting it together, I was like, holy shit, he's making all of these movies, and now I have to watch all of them. Like, I watched the trailer for Darnell Dawkins' Mouth Guitar Legend. I've got to fucking watch it. I wrote these down so that way I will go sit and watch them. Love and Lakin, his miniseries. I watched one episode of that. It's fucking phenomenal. Go to YouTube and look up Love and Lakin. It's like 8 minutes, 9 minutes an episode. Worth the fucking time. This dude, he's a godsend for comedy right now. in my opinion. And these movies are all fucking 8 years old and shit. Like, I didn't know they existed. Dude, how this man has not been under the attack of a cancel culture is fucking insane to me. Out of everything that people get offended by, he ramps that shit up by 100. And I'm not saying he should be canceled. It's a fucking comedy. It's humor. People can laugh at shit. But dude, some of the stuff he gets away with in this day and age, the fact that it sits on Amazon and hasn't been surrounded by some leftist fucking protest is nuts, man. He is like Mel Brooks juiced to the fucking gills, man. God, he's modern day Mel Brooks to me. And he cracks me up, man. Cracks me the fuck up. So the upcoming weeks, man, next episode, I'm dedicating a whole fucking episode to FDR American Badass. That's how that's going. Gives me all weekend to watch it, get it down pat, and fucking come in here guns blazing, dude. We're talking Helen Keller Night Wolves. We're talking Pool Boy. I'm really trying to find Mouth Guitar Legend. I can't fucking find it anywhere. God damn it. I'm watching as many things as I can. I watched his Drinking Bros live tour last night. They're all fucking funny. It's just knowing, again, if you haven't seen him, think of, again, like take Naked Gun and Mel Brooks with some Seth MacFarlane out of nowhereness and some Jackass CKY, and then another fucking dash of just ridiculousness. And that's what you fucking get in his styles. And it's amazing. I can't wait to read his book. Every review I've read says each page will make you cry laughing. Each separate page, dude. He's a fucking legend. He is a legend in my book, and I would love to have him on this show someday. Could you imagine if I got big enough to interview him and talk to him about his fucking movies? Dude, because he does what I want to do. Everything I see, I'm like, fuck, I would make this movie. That's so funny. And that's why, baby, perfect segue. I'm making my own website, dude. I've been talking about it, and my coding is going rough, but up. We're going up, but it's fucking rough. And I will have my own site where I can put out my own content, my own videos, my own audio, my own whatever, and it can be fucking mine. So whatever skit I want to make, whatever movie I want to make, however I want to do it, it's up there, baby. So if you're a fan of this show, which I don't got that many listeners now, but I really think in the next couple weeks going through this Ross Patterson fucking run I'm going to do on his show, I think I'll start chipping away, man. And just getting back in the rhythm of talking. It's kind of weird taking a couple months off doing the podcast. I didn't realize how much effect it was going to have. Before, I was so comfortable in front of the mic, and now it's taking me a bunch of takes to get ready, and I still don't feel very good about it. Like, I feel like this episode's probably straight trash, to be honest with you. But that's kind of the cool thing, you know? I'm just getting back into it and going with it, and I'm going to get to talk about a newly discovered director for me. And let me know your favorite movies, man. Let me know what you think. And if you have access, because some of these I can't fucking find. Like St. James Street James Presents Delirium Cinema, can't find it. What was the other one I said? Darnell Dawkins, Mouth Guitar Legend, can't find it. If you have access to those, man, hit me up in an email, parsartistpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know, man. I'm very excited for this week to progress. Or these upcoming weeks to progress to discuss these movies. This was my episode briefing on what's going to happen. So if you don't want to fucking hear about that, these next couple weeks are going to suck for you, man. You just skip them, because I'm going to be talking about these movies and everything he's done that I'm a fan of. I'm building that website, dude. I'm really hoping it comes up strong. All of this is one big theme of last episode, talking about censorship. Ross Patterson is sticking his dick in censorship, dude. And that's what I love to fucking see. He's fucking censorship's face and blasting all over him. And I want to talk about all the great movies he's done, because that's what comedy needs to do, man. He doesn't hate people. It's a joke. And people used to be able to laugh. People used to be able to have a good time and understand that. And then somewhere along the way, we got lost. Well, not with him. And not only did he just do what he thinks funny, he vamped it up and is there to push some buttons, and that shit's hilarious to me. So the whole theme for the next couple of weeks, after finding out about the YouTube, Facebook shit, we talked about it last episode. You can get my thoughts on it and how I felt. Knowing what can and can't be censored, that's the same reason I'm teaching myself coding to build a website. The same reason I will be able to put up whatever I want on there, and it will be shit. I just broke my knuckle, it felt like. It will be strongly influenced. Good Lord. Wow, that fire truck sounded very strange. It will be very heavily influenced by Ross Patterson's style for that. Watching him, his movies, and seeing his podcast and stuff really motivated me to get back in here and start recording again. I had some help. Just a Mess reached out, and they were really cool guys to me. I just decided to stop recording for a while. I touched on the last episode. I was getting a lot of negative feedback, the negative didn't affect me. What was affecting me was I was getting like zero positive to a fuck. So there was no one reaching out or anything. And so I took some time off to see if, you know, regroup, rebrand, try to figure out where I want to go with the show and maybe people reach out. And over the holidays, I did. I got a lot of people reaching out and talking to me. So, you know, throwing back up there, give me a little time to think about what I actually want. And so those couple months off, I got to figure it out. It'll make these episodes upcoming a little rusty, but we're getting through it. Very excited, man. Got some cool shit in the fucking works, man. I'm so goddamn excited and enthralled to be back doing this shit again, dude. That's going to be the upcoming weeks, all on censorship and the dude who's kicking that fucking wall down, Ross Patterson, and his films. By the time it's done, pray to God I got a website and I can start putting all my shit up there, baby. All the old videos, all the new videos, everything. No social media, no nothing, just my site. I want it for you. I want it for me. It'll be great. Fuck the censors, bro. Peace.